You want to introduce our guest? This is another interview that we have. Our final interview, final victim for the day, Doris Piercefield.
Doris, well, first of all, thank you so much for taking these few minutes to talk with us.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So you are a costume and makeup designer, is that right?
I only do the costumes. I don't do the makeup. That's another lady that does the makeup and hair.
The day is young. We don't know. We don't know. Anything can happen.
That's all right. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So maybe a good place to start would be to learn just more about how you got into costume design.
Well, I started out with, actually when my son was 6 years old, he started dancing with the ballet, and I just started volunteering to do costuming, and that ended up being a position with the ballet, working with them. I then became part of the union, so I'm part of the IATSE union, and I worked backstage, and then through that, this position opened up with the opera, and I started working for the Toledo Opera. And this is actually, I had to look it up, but this will start my 16th season with the Toledo Opera. So I've been there 16 years.
That's wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're from Toledo or you're from this area?
I'm actually from Napoleon, Ohio. So I have a little bit of a drive to come in, but that's not, you know, unusual for us that live in Napoleon.
Yeah. Now, when did you decide that you liked opera? I mean, a lot of people, you know, working in opera, it's an immersive art form. It involves everything. So what was the appeal for you of doing this?
Well, to be honest with you, when I started working for the opera, I knew absolutely nothing about it. I had always worked with the ballet, which of course there's no singing in that, and then I had worked with the Broadway shows, and so that had been my experience in the past. But I find that costume is pretty much the same across the board, just depending on what the performers need. When I started working for the opera, I fell in love. I just was so impressed when I would be sewing up at the offices and they would be in the back of rehearsal space, and
there's a lot going on.
Yes, and it was just amazing to hear their voices, and so at that point I became an opera fan, and I love it, absolutely love it.
Well, let's talk about the costumes in Cinderella, because that provides fertile ground for a lot of craziness.
Yes.
We had one of the costumes on display here earlier. Mary Claire gave a great description. You want to tell us what we saw, Mary
Claire?
Oh,
sure. Yeah, well, it was a nice coral gown with some violet stripes and a lace on the sleeves. It had some big purple bows on the front,
an
orange necklace. Very vibrant.
I'm assuming that was probably one of the stepsisters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I'd be curious to know how you are, I guess, treating time in Cinderella. I understand this is set in late 18th century.
Correct.
Are you aiming to stay true to fashions of that time period? Or are you having some fun with it? What are you envisioning?
We do, typically, at Toledo Opera, we stay within the time period that the opera was intended to be in. Once in a while, we have ventured out of that and done an opera in a different time period. So these costumes are pretty much in that right time period of like the 17th century, 1800s. And it's beautiful. The colors are light and bright and very lush. So this one is staying kind of true to the time form that it was written in.
Do people really dress like that, though, back in the day?
Well, the men, yes, they do. Yeah. Yes, they did. Now, the stepsisters might have taken a little turn of little whimsical just because of their characters. Mm-hmm. But the gowns and things that Angelina is wearing would have definitely been worn by women at that time period, and the men as well.
So part of what you do involves research or knowing, you know, the different periods and the ability to fit what you do.
Right. Somewhat it does. Now, in this particular case, these are rented costumes, and so what I do in this situation is when the costumes arrive, I fit them to all the performers, and then if there's any alterations or changes or anything like that need to be done, then that's what I do for this. In some of our productions that we do, like on Opera on Wheels, those costumes I create from scratch for those performers. So that's when I get more into doing the research, choosing the fabric, choosing the patterns. But in our bigger operas, just because of the massive amount of costumes that they are, it would be very hard for one or two people to create all those costumes. So we do a lot of rentals in that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're working not only on Cinderella, you're also going to be working on the other two operas, as well as The resident artist mm-hmm. that we talked about, Opera on Wheels.
Yes, yes, the Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about your work with the resident artists in creating the costumes for that Riding Hood thing.
Yes, it's very fun because I do have a lot of creative, I don't want to say freedom, because I am definitely given guidelines about what they are looking for as far as the look. But when it comes to choosing fabric, trims, types of patterns, then I have pretty much artistic license on that, of course, with Jim Norman's approval, because he yeah. is kind of oversees that to make sure that everything is meets up with his vision as well.
Well, you've been here for 16 years, so you must be doing something right.
Well, or they just haven't found anybody to replace me yet. I'm not sure.
No. Is it a solo act for you, or do you have people helping you out? Or how
it is a solo act. Wow. I do anything that happens up until the time we get to the theater. Jim, of course, will help me out with doing the fittings. But as far as all the sewing and the alterations, I do all that myself. Once we get to the theater, I do have a couple of union dressers that help us out with quick changes and things like that. And they might pitch in if there's a tear or something while they're performing that might need a quick fix to it. But generally, most of it, it's just me.
Can you talk about maybe what is the most unusual or your favorite outfit for Cinderella? Maybe you can talk a little bit about, give us an idea of what to expect.
Well, of course, Cinderella's blue dress, her ball gown, is absolutely gorgeous. And this is a little bit of an unusual production because there is only three women. Typically, we will have a male chorus and a female chorus where we'll have 20 men, 20 women, and then our principals. There is no female chorus in this one, so I don't have as many women that I needed to fit and do the alterations for. So that leaves me a little bit limited in my beautiful choices. So I'm going to go with Cinderella's blue ball gown because it really is a work of art. It has beautiful beading and sequins. It's going to look spectacular on stage.
Well, everybody take note. Have you done the color contest yet?
No, I have not.
I think you would be a perfect entry into that. The coloring contest, which is happening, the deadline is tomorrow, I guess, for the coloring contest. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, go to ToledoOpera.org. You've got Doris Pierfield here giving you an idea of what color palette to use, right?
Yes.
The blue dress.
Right.
Yeah, so you get a step up. There's a couple of other things happening as well. One of the things about Toledo Opera is they reach so far into the community with different events and different ways that you can interact with the opera. Even if you don't go see the opera per se, you can still go to some of these other events and some of the other activities with the opera. What is your view, and what are you most proud of working with this company?
Well, what I tell anybody that's not familiar with our opera is that this is a class act opera. Mm-hmm. That when they come to see it, they are seeing professionals that perform all over the world. When they bring in our principals, our guest artists, and things like that, these same performers, these same opera singers, sing at the Met, and they sing in Austria, and all over the world. And where else would you get an opportunity to hear of that caliber? And I also talk about our chorus that we have, which is they're exceptional as well. And it's very interesting because they're coming in generally from all walks of life. We have police officers and doctors and psychiatrists that come together for their love of the opera and come and perform with us. And I just think that's amazing. The costumes, the sets, everything about it is just amazing and wonderful to see.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with us and sharing some of your enthusiasm. I mean, I imagine that helps out in your position all the work that you have to do for Toledo Opera.
You have to, you have to love what you do. And I don't really look at it as a job. I look at it as an opportunity to bring something beautiful to the people of Toledo and everybody around.
Wonderful. Doris Piercefield.
Yes,
sorry.
That's okay.
Thanks for joining us today here on Cinderella Day
on
FM 91.
All right. Thank you.